to, of course, usher you into the second hour of the show. Welcome to Back to the Heatwave with Prone DZ Umfanagama. And by now, you know that we're out to make sure that you are feeling that sunrise. Yes, yes, the hearsays are true. And what you have been seeing on our social media pages. We have a whole king who's joining us right now over the line. About to introduce him. Can you guess who it is? Well, if you have our social media pages, then you know. If you don't follow, like our pages, it is at Rage Langer across all those social media platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, a 19-year-old king hailing from the vibrant city of Pretoria has always believed in great work ethic and, of course, maintaining a good heart and aspires to give back. He is an entrepreneur and a DJ who excels in all that he partakes in. Can you just help me give a big Rage Langer and Heatwave welcome to none other than DJ Melson? Yeah, no, I hope you heard that one like that. Ba, 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 ba. Hello?
Hello?
Yo, yo, bro, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. How are you doing, bro?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fantastic, man. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us right here at Radio Langer. It is always, always appreciated. You have a good fan base, a very, very good fan base, but we got to make sure that everybody is in the know of who we are talking to. So we're going to start probably from the start. When did you develop your passion for music, bro? And how did the whole music bug bite you?
I think music, I've been a musician for the longest time.
Yeah.
Personally, I believe so. I've loved music since I was a child, man. You know, I was more excited by speakers. Those are my toys, you know, like small speakers, cars that look like better speakers.
Yeah.
Those small. So I was that child, you know, but I never really knew at the time why. But as time went, I guess I figured out that that's who I am, you know.
Yeah.
So, I always loved, I preferred virtual DJ more than FIFA. So I was that child growing up.
Yeah, a lot of Jets will fight with you on that one.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think that's where it began. And I can't really say where it began, but I think I grew with it, you know.
I love that. I love that. And currently, I mean, you've been producing music, 5 projects that are out. What would you say characterizes your signature sound?
I think my signature sound comes more from Afro, you know?
Yeah.
More of Afro mixed with soul, you know? It's a bit tribal, African. So I think that the sound is inspired by what I grew up listening to and what I still listen to from time to time, which is Afro house, jazz music, tribal music. So I think, yeah, I think that's what inspires my sound. And I think when I produce, you know, that I love a very complex and rich sound. So
yeah,
I think, that's what drives my sound.
Man, shout out for that one right there. I mean, music is many things for a lot of artists. Someone out there is seeing Melzy and is like, I want to do this because I want to be famous and I want to do this before. But for you personally, what is music? I mean, for some artists, they use music as an escape from certain circumstances to convey messages or so forth and so forth. But for you, what is music, or what are some of the troubles that music has helped you balance?
Personally, I believe music is a language, you know?
Yeah.
I believe the universal language. I believe that it helps speak for those who cannot speak, you know?
True.
So I think I speak through my music as well. My music tells a story. A lot of people actually tell me, sometimes they tell me, you know what, Nils, you make informed piano, you know?
Yeah.
A 60-year-old can listen to your song, and a 5-year-old child, you know, it's guided. So I think that's something that I appreciate coming from people, that it's informed. So I think it's a language to me, and I convey a message through my music. It speaks to my soul. It speaks from my soul. So I think, yeah, it's overall me and overall me.
I love that. You know, what we've never seen in the industry is such a burst of young talent. And Amapiano has just done that. You know, a burst of young talents coming to the scene. Back then, there was one or two or someone there who's doing it. But now it's just every. How does that feel coming into a game that already exists with people who technically are already or have been in the industry, so to speak, adults of the industry. How does it feel whenever you guys link up in terms of, you know, is there that, Lentwana, is there such a thing that is going on behind the scenes?
I think this is a personal answer. Yeah. One answer from a personal point of view. This is my opinion. What I think is that, actually, Amapiano, it started being, it was such a united, culture, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like now it has started being more diverse and growing. As much as hip hop, you know, it has its own, you have your cliques, you have your squad, you know.
True, true.
You have different movements, you know, you have your Pitori movement, you have your Soweto movement. You get piano that's coming from way other places now, you know. So I think it's becoming more of a culture with different movements, as per se now. And how it feels sometimes working in certain spaces, personally for me,
yeah,
I'm often misunderstood in a way. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm often misunderstood. I'm more of a quiet artist, I believe. I'm more of a what can I say? I love my own space. That's how I am, MJ. You understand? So I never really get into most spaces like that. But once I do, I'm often misunderstood until I'm spoken to. You understand? So I think as a youngster in the industry, it's an amazing experience, but it can be tricky, you know, because of Amapiano is such a musical sound, and
yeah,
without the experience, it can be hard to be musical, you know.
No doubt.
I think you need to have experience to be musical, and yeah. So I think as a youngster, it's quite fascinating. It's encouraging. It's challenging, but yeah, it's possible.
I love that, man. I know a lot of people who are currently into Amapiano have been in music like before. You can track their musical background before. Somehow they were into music. What was Melzi doing before Amapiano in terms of productions or musically, Jay? What were you experimenting with?
Before, actually, I only started making music, producing my own music when I was in matric. I think it was in 2018, yeah. So, That's when I actually produced my own music. Before that, I was afraid to, you know, because I was so comfortable with mixing and let me say playing, you know, with on the decks. I was afraid, like, what if when I produce it won't make sense, you know? And then Amapiano came to light, and it was this new genre, it's a new movement. We all new to it, you understand? So in my mind, I kind of figured this is the perfect time to try learn, you know, because we are all learning at this stage. There was no master of Amapiano at that stage, you know. I still believe there are no masters yet. We're still growing to be legendary in the culture, you know.
Shout out,
I need to learn. Now we are all learning now. There's no one who knows what's right. I think now is the perfect time to learn. And that's when I learned how to produce, and I kept on producing. And I think, before that, I was just mixing, you know. But I've always loved music.
Here's an unfair question that I always love to ask all the artists, but very unfair because it's all your crowd. Of all your songs, which one do you actually connect most with, you know, as Melzi? And what's the story behind that one?
The song that's popular, I would say it's La Melza. I took inspiration from one of my favorite songs, actually, La Mezcla. It's Colombian. It's an old house song, you know.
I remember, and, yeah.
Yeah, I love the melodies. I love the art, you know. You have flute, you know. You have all sorts of sounds. It's creative, you know. It's ambient, and it's not just one thing. It inspires me to be that musical also, and I'm a piano. So that's what I try to accomplish.
Ish. Bro, this same thing in radio. I wish we could have you forever, but I just have a few more questions to get by, and we calls it a wrap. What can we expect from you this year? I mean, I saw the visuals for Piano Ngenzani. Those are already dropped. In terms of projects, are you doing something? Are you in studio? I know it's been, I think, 3 consecutive years with you pumping us with projects. I'm expecting, in my own point of view, that we should have a project, but let's hear it from the man himself. Is there something that you're working on or planning to release this year?
I think I'm working on a lot, you know. I'm spending almost every day, you know, trying to better my skill, trying to learn, interview, you know. I think I need to do that. As you said, you know, so I'm working on new projects. Yeah, they're amazing, they're fascinating. Maybe something for February, for the month of love.
Okay,
more
okay.
projects to come later on in the year. More visuals. Also for the next song, The Street, featuring Kespanyo Vest. So there are a lot of songs that are coming with visuals this year.
And outside of music, what is it that you are pushing that people, you know, we can hype up and people can fall on and be like, oh, Melzi is also doing that?
I'm also an entrepreneur, but I would say it's quite diverse right now. But I think what they can hype up, I'm studying as well. I'm a student. Yeah, so I think that's one of the biggest things in my life right now, studying as well.
Back to school, Melzi. Back to school. Next month. Bro, thank you so much for joining us. I just need your parting words that you have for everybody who is, of course, listening. And above everything, where do we find you and connect with you on the socials, bro?
You can connect with me on DJ_official_ on Instagram, DJ_ on Twitter, DJ_official on YouTube. Those are my social platforms.
Melzi, I don't know if you can hear what I'm pumping in the background, but yeah, no, it's the most. It's a song which you feature MKs on, Abazali, taken from your album, A 19-Year-Old King. We're about to get into that one right there. I just need you to do us the honors of linking us into the Fire Jam.
Sorry?
Just do us the honors of linking us into the song right here.
I should link you into the song?
Yeah, link us in that song, yeah.
Yeah, no, that song, I would say, is an amazing song. I love it. It's like La Melza, actually. It has the same motion, the same inspiration, a beautiful message. It's my favorite song, actually, on a 19-year-old game.
I'm glad I just picked the right one. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That is DJ Melzi. We're giving you music from him. This one is called Abazali. Teams up with M Keys. Good vibes all the time. Let's go. Siaka.